This program is sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13. Send me free. Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hey, Mike Janung here, and welcome back to Blazing Grace Radio. Thank you for joining us on a 110-degree day. Here in Phoenix, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun, I'm here with my 23-year-old daughter, Rebecca, who sometimes acts more mature than a lot of 40-year-olds I know. Welcome back, Becca.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So I wrote a book called Restoring the Wife's Heart, and this is a course, a 10-week course for wives who want to recover and heal from porn or sexual sin in their marriage. And we offer this course through our services. It's a 10-week course, as I mentioned, based off this book. And recently, I posted one assignment off of that book. And what happens is I send out a weekly email newsletter, and I did for 1 week. This was just a couple weeks ago. I posted one of the assignments, and then I put it up on Facebook, our Facebook page. And the thing about Facebook is you don't know what you're going to get. And this was very benign. There was nothing explicit on it. It's just a course, an assignment for women, just to show them what the course looked like. And I'm going to read you some of the comments we got to give you a feel for what we go through. So I'm just going to run through them. First one, you're one of those people who think they can preach to anyone. Next, the Old Testament is a soap opera for ancient tribes. Next, Blazing Grace is so apropos. Someone needs to speak for all the MAGA Jesus freaks who are running around with their pants on fire. There wasn't a word about politics in any of that that we posted from that assignment. Blazing BS, and they spilled it out. Retarded, retarded, retarded. And then, come unto Christ, you false teachers. So we were getting called false teachers. The next, more religious BS spelled out. Blazing BS, that was said twice. These people are the Christian right who want to make America a theocracy and are a big part of Trump's Project 2025. Funny thing how Christian Nazis love Trump and his fascist agendas. I didn't say a word about politics, and they're coming up with this crazy. Get off my effing FB page was the next. And there are others we've had to delete that have to do with giving glory to the devil. And sometimes I'm reading through these and I'm thinking, why? What do you got to post this stuff for? And then Becca goes through the comments and she edits them and cleans them up and deletes them. So what kind of goes through your mind when you're going through all that junk?
Obviously, we hit a nerve some way, because why are you so angry about this Christian post? And also, if you're commenting on someone's post, you're going to get it like on your algorithm more. So why even comment? Just ignore it and it'll go away. Mm. So it's just like, why are you even engaging in it? And obviously, we are hitting nerves and you know, you're speaking to them and it's causing them to get angry. So you're doing something right, I guess. But yeah, the politics stuff just makes no sense why they just bring that up just because we're Christian. And yeah, there are some dark things that some people post. So going through that and making sure that that's off is, you know, important. Not a bunch of people are seeing that, but
yeah, and sometimes there's some really vile, sick images that I only even went in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a lot of insulting of Jesus, which I don't like those pictures at all, so those get deleted quickly. Mm. Yeah.
And I share this to help you understand the spiritual battle around this arena with sexual sin in the church. And I wasn't just, like I said, this post had nothing to do with anything outside of the church. It was helping Christian women heal in their marriages, and that was it. That was the sole context. And so the enemy throws a fit when we try and help people in this arena, which should show you how big of a grip the enemy has in the church, how many people are in bondage in the church, and how desperately we need to open these issues up. So recently, just last week, we did a mailing to churches all over the state of Arizona. And in the mailing was a letter introducing Blazing Grace. This was sent to pastors and churches, maybe a few ministry organizations. There is a cover letter in there talking about surveys showing that 70% of Christian men and 40% of Christian women are viewing porn, and a number of other things, offering our conference, talking about our new video series, which was filmed near London last year, which is now out. You can go to the website and find out about that. And then I'll just read the last paragraph. The tidal wave of sexual sin that has engulfed our culture and the church is rapidly growing with little resistance. The use of AI porn and AI boyfriends and girlfriends, especially among youth, is exploding. Whether you partner up with this or not, I encourage you to discuss sexual issues at length with your congregation, both adults and youth, and offer them effective answers and resources. And yours in the intense spiritual battle for the hearts of God's people. And we included with that package a page with porn statistics. And I'm going to walk through those now. And we included that to help give people perspective on this isn't just a little thing in the corner of the church and a few people struggling with this. Is from everyone, youth, adults, every age. And so I'm going to walk through these now. And part of what we do is educate people on how big this problem is. If there's like 1% of people in the church struggling with it, I don't even know if we'd be here. But when the numbers are this big, we can't just stuff our head in the sand and play ostrich. So here we go. First, 75% of Christian men and 40% of Christian women are viewing pornography. This is from a survey George Barna did and quoted from an article, porn use among Christians reaches an all-time high. In 2022, a pastor of a church of 1,000 in Arizona reported that 80% of the men who attended their men's retreat confessed to a current struggle with pornography. And I will add to that, just several weeks ago, I met with the guy who prints our books here in Arizona. And he told me he was stunned because a friend of his at a university, a Christian university, took a survey and they found the same number. 80% of Christian youth, young men, young adults, I should say, are viewing pornography. 2023, when a youth group of teenage girls were asked to raise their hands if they struggle with porn, every single hand went up. This is teenage girls in the church. After the outbreak of COVID-19 in 2020, Pornhub, the largest porn site in the world, reported that their worldwide traffic increased by 25%. So everybody's forced indoors in isolation, and what we do when stress comes and hits, we turn to our false comfort of choice. And obviously, when porn shoots through the roof, there's a lot of people hitting on that. And we got busy after that time too. A counseling pastor of a Colorado church of 5,000 reported that every marriage that came to him for help had pornography involved. And I actually interviewed that pastor on the radio show, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, Mike Berelier from Rocky Mountain Calvary. So you can go back into the archives and listen to that interview, and that's what he said. Next, 50% of pastors view porn on a regular basis. Of young Christian adults 18 to 24 years old, 76% actively search for porn. Many teens are sexting, that is, exchanging pictures of themselves with no clothes on with others, either on the receiving or sending end, sexually explicit images. 62% of teens and young adults have received a sexually explicit image, and 41% have sent one, usually from or to their boyfriend, girlfriend, or friend. So moms and dads of teenagers, are you aware of this? Are you aware that you cannot just give your teen unfiltered internet access without having some level of accountability where at least once every couple weeks or once every month or so, you're taking a look at their phone, or hopefully you've got an app on their phone that is sending you a report of everything looking at. But this is the wrong time in history to having unfiltered access to the internet with our youth and especially our kids. Youth pastors, 64%, confess to struggling with porn either currently or in the past. This is from a 2016 survey by Barna Group and Josh McDowell Ministries. Next, the global adult entertainment industry is estimated at $76 billion. With current growth rates, that number is expected to reach $118 billion by 2030. That's Global Newswire, December 2024. And I've said this many times in my writings and on this show, the sexual sin is exploding in the church and outside of it. This isn't something that's stagnant. It's being in a war, and the enemy continues to attack and take new ground and destroy more lives. This isn't going away. Next, the United States is the number one producer and consumer of pornography in the world. 60% of all porn websites are hosted in the U.S., land of the free, home of the brave. This should bring great shame to us. Go read Daniel's prayer in Daniel chapter 9. He said several times, open shame belongs to us. Open shame belongs to this country when we are the purveyor of porn in the world. Open shame belongs to our churches when we avoid these topics. Open shame belongs to us because we are corrupt with sexual sin. Go read Daniel's prayer. I encourage you, Daniel 9. Next, half of U.S. Christians say casual sex between consenting adults is sometimes or always acceptable. That's from Pew Research, August 2020. Half of U.S. Christians, no problem with casual sex. No problem dating someone who's not a believer. No problem with promiscuity. This is what happens when we do not touch on these subjects and effectively discuss them. People make up their own morality. You can't dance around this stuff. This is the fruit of that. Next, OnlyFans 2024 revenue was $7.9 billion. This was up from $6.3 billion in 2023. So last year, OnlyFans, which could be called a do-it-yourself porn site, had $7.9, nearly $8 billion in revenue. It just boggles my mind. And should grieve us. Because the people who are offering themselves, pictures of themselves and that, they're destroying their lives, they're destroying their characters, they're destroying the lives of others. Next, 25% of young adults believe AI girlfriends and boyfriends have the potential to replace human relationships. This was from the Institute of Family Studies, November 2024. A quarter of our youth believe AI girlfriends and boyfriends can have a relationship with that, with digital X's and O's, with software. Do you know what a great lie that is? And how do you think it's behind all of this? We have to be aware of what's going on with our youth and the deception and the lies and the lust they're being sucked into. And yeah, this is, don't Don't play ostrich on me. This is happening in our churches, not just in youth, though, but also with the adults. This is just an extension of the porn culture. And to think that your pornography is actually talking back to you, do you know what kind of bondage that's going to create and how deep people are going to get in that kind of bondage? Next, Google Trends has shown for years that the states with the highest population of evangelicals have the most searches for sex-related terms. Porn sites receive more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined every month. Next, kids are being exposed to pornography as early as age 4. This was December 2018, and this can only be because mom and dad are just throwing a smartphone at their kid and saying, here, have at it, because it's just, they use it for a pacifier. And I'm out in public. I notice some kids that look even younger than that. They're staring at the phone. And I'm like, how can you do that? They don't have the emotional and the mental maturity to handle that. So who do you think's behind sucking them in with their first exposure to porn at age 4? It's insane. And it goes back to the spiritual battle, which I started with at the beginning of this broadcast, where the enemy tries to suck people in as early as they can into this stuff and get a grip. And I'm sure he's grinning when churches run away from this stuff and don't talk openly about it. And meanwhile, people are getting deeper and deeper in bondage. Next, 93% of boys and 62% of girls are exposed to internet porn before the age of 18. 93% of boys, 62% of girls before the age of 18. 70% of boys have spent at least 30 consecutive minutes looking at online porn on at least one occasion. We had a mom on the radio show several years ago who told me she was stunned when her then 17-year-old son came to her and said he'd been viewing porn since he was 9. She had no idea. That's how good kids are at hiding things from mom and dad, and that's how clueless a lot of parents are. 83% of boys have seen group sex on the internet. 67% of children admit to clearing their internet history to hide their online activity. They know how to play the game. 79% of accidental exposures to internet porn among kids take place in the home. Moms and dads, your home is a battleground. And last one, more than half of all divorces involve a spouse with issues with pornography. Half of all divorces. It's tearing marriages apart. Huffington Post, July 2011. Becca, what goes through your mind when you hear all this?
It's kind of depressing. It just shows how much we've lost our way as a church and just as how dark things are getting and how far a country and the church can even drift from God. It's a scary place to be in, and no one's talking about it, which is the strange part of it. But everyone's doing it. So it's just mind-blowing to hear, and also very just sad. Just, and there's no help. It's rare that there's help out there with churches and just organizations like Blazing Grace. So,
So my friends, I want to give you 3 simple ways you can make a difference in this. And the first one is, if you would like to provide us with the website, name, mailing address of your church or ministry, along with the person to whose attention we should send this to, we can mail this package to your church. And the contact information is at the end of this broadcast, and all the porn stats I just read are included in this package, as well as a flyer on our For Porn to Grace conference. And also information on the resources we provide. We're sending this out by email tomorrow in a newsletter. All this information will be on our website. Share it. Part of what we do is educate people. Part of the problem is a lot of people do not really know or understand how widespread it is. I can't believe anyone with half their salt would continue to hide when they know all this. And so education is just as important. We can't just sit here and wag fingers but not help people to understand the depth of this. So we can go to the website. You will see it. Go to our Facebook page. You will see the porn stats. Or we can mail this information to your church. The website is blazinggrace.org. So you can go on there and send us an email from the contact us form. But we have to get this message out. We have to help people understand how broad this is. Age four, man. That makes me want to puke. I mean, that's not all kids, but do you really want that to be your child at 4, 5, or 6 having their first exposure to porn? Do you really want to be that 70-year-old couple who comes to us for help, who've had porn in their marriage for 50 years, and now they just had their first disclosure? How much of that do you really want in your church? The next thing I want to ask you for is prayer. There is an intense spiritual battle surrounding this. There's a lot of fear, apathy, arrogance around this area. The enemy is attacking it to keep it quiet. We go through plenty of warfare. Yesterday when we tried to set up the newsletter with this, we were suddenly having problems. Gee, I wonder why. And we've had this stuff like this happen before. He wants to keep this shut down. Do not cooperate with him. You got to be bold. We have to be bold, but we need prayer. We need prayer for open doors. So you cannot ignore the spiritual battle. We need prayer and covering and strength and open doors and boldness. And please pray and ask God to send us the sexually broken and to send us their wives and to send us youth. But also pray that leadership in churches everywhere would be open to this. And in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 2, Paul talks about when he's confronting the Corinthian church about the sexual sin of one man, he confronts him and gives the reason why, as you are arrogant and you have not mourned. Who mourns over sin these days? Really, be honest. Who do you see mourning over sin? Honestly, weeping over it? We're just too busy and we're just too choked and we're missing it. And this has got to grieve God who created marriage, and this is an attack against marriage because marriage with sexual sin in it is, it's like a wrecking ball. And then I want to ask you to consider supporting us financially in what we do. We do everything we can with outreach, like this radio program, my weekly newsletters, social media posts, and by the way, we have to pay to boost every post. We travel to churches and lead conferences. I speak. We're continuing updating the websites. We have the show broadcast here in Phoenix and in Las Vegas, and we could add more stations with the funds. So please consider funding us. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We do need your help. And please consider supporting our mission to minister to the sexually broken and to educate people in these areas and the spouse. And you can go to the donate page of the website for more information. So send us. Get behind us in prayer. Send us. Educate people. You can share this broadcast with others. But don't just sit there and do nothing. We have way too many people in the church that do nothing. They watch their TV, they watch their videos, they sit on the sidelines, they watch the show. Meanwhile, many lives are being destroyed. And I'm going to finish up with Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And when I travel, when I speak, people are just saying, thank you. We needed this. We need to be equipped in this area. So send us, get behind us, and consider partnering up with us. So consider this broadcast a call to action and prayer. Thank you, my friends, for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Janung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org, email us at email@blazinggrace.org, or call the office at 719-888-5144.
This program was sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.